of liquid zeolite.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome in and thank you very much for being a part of another hour of Auto World. We've got some great stuff on the agenda. We were originally scheduled to be joined by the chief mechanic at the Busted Knuckle Garage, the founder himself, Warren Tracy, out in Arizona, but Warren is not going to be able to join us on today's broadcast, but don't worry, we're going to get him back with us real soon. Coming up a little later on in the hour, we're going to be talking to the marketing manager for Mecum Auctions, an auction company that continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger. They just wrapped up an event in just outside of Chicago, actually, St. Charles, Illinois. It's called the Bloomington Car Show. It used to be called Bloomington Gold. And the Bloomington Gold aspect relates to Corvettes, and it was an all-Corvette auction. It was held just the other day, and we'll get the complete rundown from San Murtaugh, the Mecum Auctions marketing manager. But in addition to that sale, they've got a couple of other sales just around the bend in the month of July, so we'll do a little preview of that. Also in this hour, we're going to give you some automotive news. I'll give you a little automotive test drive report, and of course we'll open up the telephone lines and invite your calls. We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email boblongradio@yahoo.com, boblongradio@yahoo.com. Let's begin this hour by throwing out a rather easy trivia question. And we'll make it a General Motors question. Back in the day, this was cunning technology. The first automatic transmission vehicle from an American manufacturer was actually a General Motors product. Which General Motors brand, and you have to think back at all the different brands that General Motors has had over the years, introduced the automatic transmission? It was back in the 1940s. It was, of course, nowhere near as sophisticated as the automatic transmissions of today. But which one of the brands? We'll throw them all out there. Was it Cadillac? Was it Chevrolet? Was it Buick? Was it the now departed brand Oldsmobile? Was it the now departed brand Pontiac? Was it Hummer? What was it? Was it Saturn? No, going back in the 1940s, I can tell you those brands weren't around, but a couple of them were, so it kind of narrows down the field, and we'd love to hear from you, 800-259-9231. The General Motors brand that introduced the automatic transmission back in the 1940s, whoever comes up with the answer to that prize will indeed get thrown into the gigantic hat that has got all the winners of the past few weeks. And then Warren Tracy, our scheduled guest, who won't be with us, will be back with us in the next couple of weeks and pull out a lucky winner. I've gotten some nice email reports of folks who have received prizes from Warren and are very, very pleased with the result indeed. Now it's time for a little automotive test drive report here on the broadcast, and I post these test drive reports at the network's website, GCNlive.com. You can find them there, and you can also find slightly different renditions at thelongdrive.com. And this week, we're going to talk about a vehicle that I've had the opportunity of driving several times, and that's the all-new Jeep Grand Cherokee for model year 2011. This is a significant update from the Grand Cherokees of the past. In my opinion, it's the best Grand Cherokee ever. And if you like beautiful interiors, as I titled my article that you can check out at thelongdrive.com, putting Grand into Grand Cherokee 2011 style. The new Grand Cherokee is a much more luxurious automobile than what we've seen from the folks at Jeep in the past. And Ralph Shields, who happens to be the CEO of Dodge and the Chrysler Group chief designer, he's the guy that's in charge of all the design of all the different Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and even Fiat brands here in North America. And he kind of laid down the gauntlet with his engineers and product planners and designers and said, we want to make this the best interior in the marketplace. And without question, this is the most luxurious interior ever offered in a Jeep Grand Cherokee. Of course, it's optional, the leather upholstery, but the leather treatment is extremely well done. This vehicle also has some very interesting architecture because it was designed during the period in which the Chrysler brand was still under ownership with the folks at Daimler-Benz, a.k.a. Mercedes-Benz. So it shares some of the architecture with the current generation Mercedes ML SUV. So this makes it the best handling and performing SUV from Jeep to date, and in my opinion, in the marketplace at its particular price point. There are two engines available in the new Grand Cherokee for 2011. One is a brand new engine. It's called the Pentastar. It's a 3.6-liter V6 power plant. It's an excellent performer with a cruising range of up to 500 miles. However, my test vehicle came equipped with the optional engine. It's the familiar 5.7-liter V8, the Hemi V8. And interesting note here that the folks at Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, etc., have taken the Hemi badge off all of their Hemi-powered vehicles, with the exception of the SRT8 high-performance models and the exception of the upcoming all-new Dodge Viper. That, no doubt, will have the Hemi badge, perhaps, if it offers a Hemi V8 engine. Of course, the Hemis in the past have never been in the Viper, but the Viper, no doubt, will be offered with a V10 engine, as that is what the Viper stands for. But will it get a V8 option? I'm wondering that. It has won a lot of awards, this Grand Cherokee for 2011. As a matter of fact, as of a few weeks back, it won 29 major awards so far, including Motorweek Television's Driver's Choice Award as the best large SUV. Here in my neck of the woods, the New England Motor Press Association named it the official winter vehicle of New England. It packs more than 45 safety and security features and a variety of advanced technology features. Imagine three different 4x4 systems. That's what you can get depending on your needs in the Jeep. If you're a true off-roader and you want some hardcore stuff, they've got it. If you're like myself, who doesn't go off-road, the best system is, in my opinion, the Jeep Select Terrain System, which makes weather and terrain adjustments as simple as switching a dial. Jeep Grand Cherokee sales are up 64%. For 2011, and that's in a challenge, to say the least, large sport utility marketplace. It doesn't surprise me, as this vehicle is that good. For those into serious off-roading, Jeep has all the available gear that you need for that. However, my favorite Jeep I've yet to drive, because it is yet to be introduced. It was officially shown to the press and the public at the New York International Auto Show. This is not a Jeep for off-roading. This is a Jeep for high-performance folks. It's the 2012 SRT8 version. It is packing a mighty engine, a 6.4-liter Hemi V8. It's going to be racked at 465 horsepower, 465 pound-feet of torque, and it's going to have that cylinder, what they used to call the MDS system. I don't know why they changed it, but now they call it the cylinder deactivation system. Can run on 4 cylinders on the highway, 8 cylinders when your foot is in it. It will be the best handling Jeep ever, according to the folks at the Jeep division. So check it out, the 2011 Grand Cherokee. Straight ahead, we're going to talk some auction stuff with a representative from Mecum. I'm Bob Long.
Seems I always end up driving by.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Yeah.
back. We're live. We've got a trivia question out there. The first automatic transmission, Cruise-O-Matic, it was called. I believe that's what it was called back in the day. It was introduced by General Motors brand. I'm trying not to give away too much here, but which General Motors brand first brought us the automatic transmission? Back in the 1940s, if you can imagine, it was a rather crude automatic transmission, but nevertheless, Hydromatic. That's what it was called. Hydromatic. I know because my dad had one. So I heard stories about this. Hydromatic. That's what it was called. 800-259-9231. Whoever comes up with the answer to the question, guess what? You're going to be thrown into the hat for the Busted Knuckle Prize. And from what I'm hearing, he's sending out some really cool stuff. So don't be a stranger. Call up and say hello to Matt, 800-259-9231. Well, joining us right now on the broadcast to wrap up an event that just concluded in the last day here at the Pheasant Run Resort in St. Charles, Illinois. It's the Bloomington Car Show. It's Sam Murtaugh, who's the marketing manager for our good friends at Mecum Auctions. Sam, thank you very much for joining us here on the broadcast. How you doing?
Good, Bob. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. This is one event I haven't attended, and you know, I have a fondness for Corvettes, so I would definitely, I would imagine, have a great time at this event. But for this year, they actually added an extra day devoted to all cars called Survivor Cars. Tell our listeners a little bit about this event, which used to be called just plain Bloomington Gold, but now it's called Bloomington Car Show.
Yeah, on Sunday, Bob, today we have, it's open to, you have to register prior to, but it's open to all makes and models, with the criteria that the cars are original or unrestored. And there, I mean, Bloomington Gold now has the, what's called the Zenith, award, which is judging now for unrestored vehicles of any make and model. You know, Bloomington Gold is synonymous with Corvettes, obviously, and always judged Corvettes. And now they're offering judging for survivor cars, cars that are unrestored and original and worthy of being judged accordingly.
So that's great.
Yeah.
It sounds like a good thing that they're doing. I mean, because, you know, I mean, let's be honest with us. Here on the air, I mean, lots of folks, of course, that spend the money and do the restoration work, and that's great. But there are also lots of folks that, you know, I had an old Mustang that I kept for a long time. I kept it for 20-plus years. And, you know, I never restored it. I just kept it as is the best that I could. As I got a cooler car, I had to move it outside, which made it much more difficult to keep it paint-wise and otherwise in the New England winters. But, you know, there are lots of folks out there that you know, have cars that are in families or just cars that they have a fondness for, and they try and keep it intact and keep it as a survivor.
Sure, and those cars are now being, you know, rewarded as such and, you know, and sought after by collectors all over the world that are seeking out those true timepieces, that those castles that have been preserved and unrestored throughout their life. You know, for the longest time in the collector car industry, the hobbyists, the restorers, everybody that wanted the, you know, the jewelry, they wanted the car that looked like glass. Well, the fact of the matter is, these cars, they never looked like that coming out of the factory. And, you know, so they're only original ones, and to preserve them as such is has become, you know, what's looked out for and what's sought after in the collector car world. So it's nice to see that they're seeing their day in the sun, so to speak.
Yeah, and I'm noticing, too, when I go around to various auctions like Mecum, I mean, it's not unusual today to find, you know, ever since Tom Cotter wrote these series of books on barn finds, you know, vehicles that were indeed found in a barn or a garage or a field, and that's popular. And another thing that's popular is, you know, years ago, somebody wouldn't sell. I was at an auction recently where they had an old MG that, you know, normally the auction company, I would imagine 5 years ago, would have said no way, but, you know, in need of total restoration, yet it was going over the auction block.
Right. You know, in fact, and people, when they find these barn finds, they're not even touching the dust that's on them. They're leaving them as found. And, you know, just yesterday we had a 55 Corvette roll across the auction block at the Bloomington Gold Auction with, it was a 55 convertible, and it rolled up just as dirty as he found it. You know, it had been sitting in a barn for 30-something years, and he had pictures on the car and showing where he had found it and documenting how it was found, and rolled it right on the block as is. It didn't run. They pushed it on the block and showed it just as they found it. And it, you know, it was probably one of the more exciting cars to be in the auction. Just, you know, the buzz around it, and everybody was up looking at it, and, you know, because it truly shows what a car is and was, and you know, and once some of those guys restore them to jewelry, they're not the same anymore. So, you know, it's, I'm glad to see that's becoming more the way of the, you know, the collectors are looking for that original stuff, just because that's, you know, in my eyes, it's only original once, and I'm glad to see that more and more people are seeing it that way.
How long has Mecum been doing this sale in conjunction with Bloomington Gold? This is, as far as I know, it's the only solo Corvette-only auction in the entire world.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's the world's largest Corvette auction. You know, we offered over 300 Corvettes over the weekend, and all Corvettes from 1953 all the way to 2011. So, you know, whatever year you're looking for, you could most certainly find it at our auction this weekend. You know, we've, I don't know exactly how, I've been with the company 5 years. I want to say what this is like the 13th year, I believe, or something along those lines that we've been doing Corvette auction with Bloomington Gold. So
that's great. Why don't you give us a little history lesson on Mecum, the company, Mecum Auctions, Dana Mecum, and you know, how the auction company got its start. It's been around a long time.
Yeah, we're just about to enter our 25th year. You know, Dana Mecum has been a car guy all his entire life. He grew up, his father owned a Pontiac store here in Illinois, in Northern Illinois. You know, just grew up around the car business his entire life. And about 25 years ago, 25 years ago next May, you know, he saw an opportunity in Rockford, Illinois. The story goes he traded 25 tractor trailers or something for a whole bunch of muscle cars and needed to figure out a way to sell them. So he decided to have an auction. And, you know,
It began from there. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some of the featured lots from Bloomington Gold, and we'll talk about some other auctions coming up, one on July 9th, one on July 15th, 16th. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
December 7, 1941. Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942. Surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder, bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story by Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price, $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95. Check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alli-C.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you driving Cadillac there? I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
His name is Howlin' Wolf. To me, he sounds a lot like Wolfman Jack, if you remember the old disc jockey. I don't know what it is about that guy's voice, but that's what reminds me of Wolfman. Of course, Howlin' Jack was around long before Wolfman. Maybe that's where Wolfman got his shtick, as they say in show business. We're talking all about the Mecum auction. They just concluded Mecum auctions this weekend out in St. Charles, Illinois, at a wonderful resort. It's called the Pheasant Run Resort. And we're chatting with the marketing manager from the Mecum Auction Company, who is going to be telling us all about this incredible list of Corvettes that went over the block. Again, we invite your calls. We're only going to keep this trivia question out here just for literally one more segment, and then because we've had all wrong guesses so far via email, we'd love for someone to call in at 800-259-9231. The first automatic transmission vehicle, it was by General Motors. Which particular brand of GM vehicle introduced that? Sam Murtaugh, marketing manager for Mecum, joins us from Bloomington. Bloomington Gold is what I continue to call it because that's what it always will be to me. So let's talk about this exciting auction, all Corvettes, and one of the more special items that I know that you had was a very unique collection of Corvettes, and the one thing that tied all these Corvettes together was the color.
Yeah, Bob, they were a collection of 23 black Corvettes, ranging from 1954 all the way to 1969. high horsepower, fuelies, convertibles, big blocks, you name it, it was there, and it was all black. And we offered it all at no reserve. It all sold yesterday. You know, lots of energy, lots of excitement. You know, it was pretty fun.
And was it sold as an entity, an entire entity? Somebody had to buy all the cars, or how were the cars sold?
No, they were sold individually. We brought each one over the block individually, one at a time, and offered them all, just, you know, all 23 in a row. They all sold, you know, each car sold to the highest bidder. You know, I think there was one gentleman, I think, bought 12 or 13 of them. He really liked them a lot. But, you know, so it was fun. They joined about 300 cars that we offered over Friday and Saturday. And, you know, that was probably the biggest collection we had. There were some great cars on an individual basis. We had the first car equipped with a fuel injection unit, in 57. It was serial number 10.
Wow.
Was offered, on Saturday. We had a 66, 427, 4.25 horse, what's called a benchmark car, which is judged by Bloomington Gold and, has been awarded a benchmark status, which means it was judged Bloomington Gold and a survivor. So it was more than 50% all original and, also, unrestored as well. So that was a great car that we offered. So certainly it was an exciting event with a lot of great cars. We sold a 71 ZR2, convertible, which was one of only two produced, and that sold for $410,000, which will certainly be in the top 10 Corvette sales of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It was just one after the other, great Corvette after great Corvette. A wonderful show.
Absolutely. What a great treat it is for anybody who loves Corvettes, and something for everybody, every generation of Corvette, and lots of cool stuff and lots of very unique stuff. It's interesting to look at some of the pictures that you've got online at Mecum.com, a lot of the first generation Corvettes, and then we get into the second generation, third generation, fourth generation. I've been told that, you know, from an investment standpoint, there are some good buys to be had in the fourth generation, the C4. They're a little bit undervalued.
Yeah, well, you know, just like everything else, the cars kind of reach a point. You know, they reach a low, and then they start to turn around and come back up from a collectible standpoint, and they're starting to hit that, you know, over 20-year status, you know, so they're starting to become more sought after. Of course, all the, you know, the cars like, you know, the ZR1s and things like that from the C4 are always been collectible and have always had a higher value than some of just the general Corvettes. But those cars are, you know, they're definitely an affordable investment. And, you know, there's plenty of them out there. So, to get one now and enjoy, you know, you can drive them and enjoy them. You get, you know, pick one up for an affordable price and have a nice collector car and be able to drive it on the street and enjoy it and not, you know, be scared that you're going to, you know, crash your life savings away if you get, you know, into an accident or something. So, you know, they're a great car, and there's a lot of them. And yes, people are starting to see that there's an opportunity there. And so, it's good for the Corvette market and good for, you know, cars in that general time frame as well.
That's great. Let's talk about some of the favorite vehicles that you saw go over the block at the Mecum All Corvette Auction there at Bloomington. As you mentioned, a lot of big block vehicles. And it's interesting to see, lots of folks don't remember, perhaps, that some of the Corvettes there from the late 1960s, the C3 generation, had red wall tires. That took me back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of little things like that, you know, a lot of that have been swapped out that maybe people won't even notice anymore. You know, the old tires, obviously, you know, these days aren't as fun to drive, and people are putting, you know, radial tires and things like that on when the ones that they drive. So you kind of forget those original components to a car that might have been standard back in the day, or, you know, as far as red walls or, you know, things like that. So, you know, it's nice to see when you, you know, you see one and go, wow, you know, it looks interesting again, you know.
So it was overall a very good sale for you guys?
Yeah, it was a great sale. We, you know, the energy was high and there was, you know, great attendance and lots of energy. And, you know, the overall Bloomington Gold event as a whole had a great crowd, great, you know, we had great weather yesterday. And, you know, it makes for everybody in good moods. And, we had lots of registered bidders and, you know, so everybody had a good time. It was a good, you know, good sale. You know, our summer auction season is in full swing and this is just another one on the road. And, that we're seeing good momentum and people are coming out and buying cars and selling cars, and which is, you know, good for the collector car market. Seems like, you know, good for the economy overall. People mm-hmm. are coming out and spending money, which is a good sign. And, you know, everybody's talking positive again. You know, it's every event we've had this year so far, starting from back in January, just been a real positive attitude and positive energy, which is just kind of driving, you know, driving things into a good direction again, which is good to see.
That's wonderful. Let's talk about some upcoming things, and you've got a bunch on the agenda, to say the least. You don't know where to begin, of course. You know, lots of eyes are focused on Monterey, where you guys have done just a wonderful job over the last few years in establishing yourself as just a huge player out there. But before we get to that, let's talk first about a very interesting show. This is a an event coming up in Wisconsin on July 9th. It's Miller's at Milwaukee Vintage Indy Car Event. Tell us about this.
Well, Miller's at Milwaukee is a yearly event that's been held for years. It's the Harry A. Miller Club hosts this event. It's their club event. And for anyone that doesn't know, you know, the Millers are, you know, the Harry Miller is a famous, you know, engine builder for the Indy cars back in the late 20s and 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's this club based on that. They get all their Millers out and get them on the track.
Cool.
And,
when we come back, we'll have you tell us much more about that. And then Des Moines, Iowa, everybody listening on KXEL, you got to listen up for this one. This is Auto World.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932. Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns were set in the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say, I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. It's got overdrive, just won't stall. With a four-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with four living gears, you can really get lost. Got big tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair.
Welcome back. Thanks for being here. We're telling you all about an upcoming Mecum auction. It's coming up July 8th and 9th at the Milwaukee Mile. On Saturday, July 9th, is the actual auction from 8 to 11 a.m. And we were talking all about what's going down there. So, Sam, tell us more.
Well, what we've got is probably a little over 300 items, motors, parts, and memorabilia, all from the collection of David Eline Sr., who is actually one of the founding members of the Miller Harry A. Miller Club, which is where we're having the auction. We'll be selling all old Miller parts. We've got the star of the show is an old Miller 91 supercharged engine, which is extremely rare, hard to find, along with, you know, anything you think of from old parts, magnetos, other engines, some alpha parts, just a whole array of things. Hoping to have the inventory up on our website at mecum.com probably right around the 1st of July, even though we're coming up on the event on July 9th, this thing came up out of thin air a couple weeks ago. And so we're trying to, you know, get the word out and let everybody know stuff's going to be for sale. It's all selling at no reserve. It should be pretty exciting. A good chance to get some really rare parts that have been, in Mr. Eline Sr.'s collection for as long as probably anybody can remember. It's also, you know, a great event to come out and watch the cars on the tracks. The old Millers get out on the Milwaukee Mile, and they're out on the track both Friday and Saturday. It's you know, great entertainment for a low price. Like $25 gets you in the door, includes parking, can watch the races, or, you know, watch the cars on the track, and you know, it's free to register to bid. You want to come by and check out the items and, you know, for those in the area. And, you know, so it should be interesting, that's for sure.
No question about it. It's going to be a great event, and everybody can check out more information by visiting, easy enough for me to say, Mecum.com, and you can see a wonderful video of the parade of the black Corvettes that were sold this weekend at the Bloomington event. Let's talk about the Des Moines event, which is coming up in mid-July. We have a wonderful radio station that's been broadcasting this program for more than, 11, 12 years at least, KXEL AM 1540 News Talk, KXEL. Dennis Lowe is in charge out there. We thank Dennis so much. And it's a station that's been around since 1920. It covers not only Iowa, but many surrounding states. I mean, it has a huge footprint. And this is in the state's heartland there. It's in Des Moines, Iowa. Tell everybody about what's going on there.
Well, July 15th and 16th, we're at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. Our TV show, Muscle Cars and More, will be there live Friday and Saturday. And we'll have about 500 collector cars at that event. The auction's held all indoors in the air-conditioned building, so it'll be nice for, you know, it's a little warm in the heart of July in Des Moines. So we'll be all indoors there. You know, just a wide variety of collector cars, you know, very affordable, muscle cars, entry level collector cars, you know, to the big money stuff. You know, truly something for everybody. And it's, you know, again, back on TV we haven't been on TV since our May event in Indy. And so we'll be live on HD Theater, broadcasting from that event. So anyone in the area, come on out for certain. That'll be great entertainment. Tickets are only $15 and should be a good show.
Oh, no question about it. Should be a wonderful show. And as you noted, lots of vehicles, about 500 going over the block?
Sure, about 500, which is actually one of our smaller events, which is, you know, it's neat. You know, 2 days, we're about 250 cars a day. You know, we start, you know, vehicles start at 1 o'clock on Friday and 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. And, we'll just run them till we offer them all across the block. So it's nonstop high energy. No doubt about it. So, you know, and then from there, we're straight on to, in August, off to Monterey for, 3 days. We keep expanding, and we've been there. This is our third year. We've gone 1 day, 2 day, 3 day in 3 years, and it's just, you know, we've definitely marked our destination on the peninsula there at Auto Week in Monterey.
Not an easy thing to do. I mean, that is a really tough egg to crack, so to speak, and you guys have done it in glorious style, like you say, expanding every year. And you know, I talk to people from all the different auction companies, Sam, and you're surprising a lot of people and scaring a lot of people, because you guys have had some incredible sales, including the wonderful sale the first year, which still is a record for an American vehicle. Tell our listeners around North America about that.
Yeah, we sold the Shelby Daytona Cobra Coupe for $7.25 million our first year, our inaugural year in Monterey, which was, as you said, is the world record for an American car offered at auction. And still is to this day. So that was a great, you know, a great check mark to put on our, put in the books for a first event. There's no doubt about that. You know, and then from there, you know, like you said, it just keeps growing and growing. And I think, you know, we've established ourselves as our own entity out there, as far as, you know, we've brought Mecum Auctions, our event, we've brought the same type of event to Monterey. And that's, you know, if you have a $25,000 car, you can sell it with Mecum in Monterey. And yep. If you have a $7 million car, you can sell it with Mecum in Monterey. The range is so great and vast. It's, you know, and I think that's what people truly like about it. You know, our event mm-hmm. is free. You can come out if you just want to go and get up close to the cars and walk amongst the golf course. We line them all up on the golf course outdoors. Anybody can come, kids, everybody's welcome. It's a family event. And, you know, a lot of other places during that week, you can't get anywhere near.
No.
And, You know, and I think that's what a lot of people like about our auction out there in Monterey is it's no different than any of other our auctions, and you know, it's a lot of fun, and we've brought our TV show there as well, which, you know, we have a heavy following of our TV show on the West Coast, and so those we get super excited when we come out there.
That's so great. And yeah, like you say, I applaud what you've done out there because you kind of brought it back to sanity. And, it's not that some of those other events are great, but like you say, when you have to pay $50 or $100 or $200 just to go in and take a look, it's kind of ridiculous, not to mention, you know, the fact that the prices of the cars are just crazy. But you guys offer something for everybody. And it's a very nice venue, too. Remind everybody where it's going to be held this year in Monterey.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's at the Hyatt Regency Monterey Hotel and Spa, and it's on the Del Monte Golf Course. It's right off the I can't remember the name of the highway to save my life. Anyways, it's convenient, just right off downtown Monterey. All the cars are displayed on the golf course. It's easy to park. There's ample parking. It's free. It's free to get in. Parking's it's typically a nightmare. Everywhere you go in Monterey during that week, if anyone has ever been out there, can certainly appreciate that. And we're expecting to have 750 cars this year, and we've already consigned two very large motorcycle collections, believe it or not. And we're going to be offering about almost 150 vintage motorcycles, ranging from an 1885 Penny Farthing all the way up to a, you know, late model MotoGP sport bike.
That's cool.
Going to be very exciting. That's going to be on Thursday, the 18th of August. We're going to offer all those motorcycles on Thursday evening. So something new.
Hey, that sounds great. Well, we wish you the best of luck with that event. And, of course, you'll have opportunity to come back on the broadcast and tell us about some of the special cars going over the block in Monterey. But two big events coming up in July, and an event just wrapping up here this weekend at the Bloomington Gold event. If you had to pick your favorite Corvette, it's like asking you which is your favorite child if you have more than one. What was your favorite Corvette really quick that you sold over the weekend?
The favorite Corvette I saw across the block was a 55 Corvette that was a barn find, and it was great to see that car across the block as it did when they found it. It was just really neat to me, and I think that was my favorite car of the show.
Wonderful. So, Sam, thank you so much for your time. Everybody check out Mecum.com. I'm Bob Long. He's the Mecum Auctions Marketing Manager, Sam Murtaugh. That will do it for this hour.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.